This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Donnelly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom picks Butler, vetoes unemployment pay. Dairies defend LCFS. Thrips hit 30% of citrus. And House returns to spending debates after avoiding shutdown. Newsom picks Butler to complete Feinstein's term. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, a longtime advocate for ag labor reform and boosting the water supply, died at her home in Washington, D.C. last week. The Almond Alliance, California Farm Bureau, Western Growers, and many others mourned her passing. They hailed her as a steadfast supporter of California ag, for mastering the details of a complex set of issues, and for striving to reach pragmatic compromises. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the selection of LaFonza Butler, the president of Emily's List, to complete the U.S. Senate term of the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, which runs through 2024. Butler is a longtime senior advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris, labor leader and advocate for women and working people, according to a news release on the governor's website. She will be the first openly LGBTQ person to represent California in the Senate and the second black woman to represent the state in the Senate following Vice President Harris. Newsom vetoes unemployment pay for striking workers. At the bottom of a long list of bills he signed on Saturday night, Governor Newsom registered a veto for a bill that would have offered unemployment pay to union workers on strike for more than 2 weeks. Burbank Senator Anthony Portantino filed the bill late in the session to support Hollywood writers on strike. But Cal Chamber and farm groups immediately raised alarms over the bill's potential to exacerbate an already high unemployment tax on businesses. Newsom agreed. In his veto message, the governor noted that California's unemployment insurance debt is set to rise to $20 billion by the end of the year. He worried SB 799 would also jeopardize the state's special waiver for paying back the debt. Without that, employers would pay a significantly higher tax. The state is also paying more than $300 million a month on loan interest. The decision frustrated Portantino and the state's most powerful labor groups. He vowed to keep up the effort to turn this legislation into law. Dairies mobilize over threats to LCFS. Dairy farmers have come out in force to defend digester credits in the low carbon fuel standard. At an Air Resources Board session on updating the LCFS, farmers explained how the technology has cleaned up the air and water and that state incentives are needed for dairies to shoulder such a costly investment. Backing them, Tulare County Supervisor Pete Vanderpool rejected environmentalist claims that the LCFS is subsidizing dairy consolidation. He pointed out that the county contains about 330 of the state's 1,200 dairies. Tulare's herd size has shrunk over the last 10 years, while the number of digesters has grown to 40, with 12 more under construction. Adding to that, renewable natural gas advocates pleaded with the board not to side with environmental justice advocates and weaken or eliminate the credits. A group of lawmakers have joined their side. In a letter to CARB, 21 Republicans and moderate Democrats urged CARB to stay the course in supporting the digesters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thrips hit 30% of citrus, dropping the crop estimate. Consumers should expect fewer oranges and lemons this season. That, according to California Citrus Mutual, extensive rainfall earlier this year led to an explosion in thrips, impacting 30% of the citrus crop and dropping the overall volume for harvest up to 15%. CCM President Casey Creamer called it, quote, an extremely challenging pest season for citrus growers, noting that farmers bear the cost for pest control despite decreased returns. Yet Creamer saw hope with fruit quality this season and with brimming reservoirs for next year. And on that note, quarantine boundaries have continued to expand for an oriental fruit fly infestation. CDFA has added San Bernardino and Riverside counties, along with the Redlands and Yucaipa areas. House returns to spending debates after avoiding shutdown. A shutdown has been averted, but the battles over federal spending likely are just beginning. The Republican-controlled House pivots back to debating individual appropriations this week, that after Congress cleared a stopgap spending bill that will keep the government funded through November 17th. The House is set to turn this week to Energy Water Bill. It includes funding for the Army Corps of Engineers and the legislative branch measure that funds the operations of Congress. We'll be watching to see how hardline conservatives respond to what transpired over the weekend. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has repeatedly threatened to act to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California, but the GOP leader hasn't been deterred so far. McCarthy appears to believe his opponents lack the votes to remove him, at least for now, that according to an analysis by Michael Best Strategies. Still, Gaetz told CNN yesterday that he intends to file a motion to vacate this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy, Gaetz said. In the meantime, the hardliners are relishing the chance to keep debating the fiscal 24 spending bills one at a time. Doing so enables the hardliners to force colleagues to vote on a wide range of spending cuts and ideological issues. Now take note, the continued focus on spending issues is almost certain to keep a farm bill on hold for the foreseeable future. Judge rejects challenge to H-2A methodology rule. A federal judge has rejected farm employers' request for an injunction that would halt the Labor Department's enforcement of a rule increasing wages for H-2A workers. A judge in North Carolina said two dozen employers, including USA Farm Labor, a major labor contractor, had failed to show why they were likely to succeed on the merits of their case. He did, however, allow the case to proceed. Martin Reidinger, chief U.S. District Judge in the Western District of North Carolina, said the Labor Department adequately considered the cost of higher AEWRs on producers. He also said an injunction could cause at least as much harm to H-2A workers who would be deprived of wages that were entitled under the final rule, as a denial would harm the plaintiffs who would potentially avoid having to pay those wages. Well, here's today's He Said It. Sanity finally ruled. That Republican Senator Roger Niello of Fair Oaks in response to Governor Newsom vetoing SB 799. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.